On Capitol Hill, some lawmakers have joined the Francophobe bandwagon. At the restaurant serving the House of Representatives, you can still have fries with that, just don't call them French fries. As of today, the Longworth Cafeteria has decreed they shall henceforth be called Freedom Fries, and egg-soaked bread will now be known as Freedom Toast. These newly named foods are a protest against French opposition to a U.S.-led war in Iraq. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reminds us this is not the first time foreign policy has expressed itself at the table.
During World War I, citizens around the country expressed their anger towards Germany by renaming sauerkraut Liberty Cabbage. The small, scrappy canine called a dachshund became the Liberty Hound, and people switched from frankfurters to hot dogs. Today it was in that spirit that the chairman of the House Administration Committee, Ohio Republican Bob Ney, made his order.
We're going to put this plaque here throughout the Capitol. It'll be Freedom Fries and Freedom Toast.
No less than 9 television cameras, many roving newspaper photographers, print and radio reporters jammed up the checkout lanes of the normally bustling Longworth Office Building cafeteria. Ney held up a plaque that read, "Update, now serving at all House office buildings, Freedom Fries." Not that he has any grudge against the French people, Ney clarified.
Bonjour, comment allez-vous? Je m'appelle Robert Ney. Je suis enchanté de faire votre connaissance. I'm of French descent, so I have nothing against the French language or the French people. However, the French government has not been cooperative.
Ney and other lawmakers are disappointed at France's opposition to the Bush administration's push for a United Nations resolution against Saddam Hussein. The Freedom Fry phenomenon seems to have started at a diner in Beaufort, North Carolina. It was Beaufort's congressman, Republican Walter Jones, who suggested that the U.S. House follow suit. Jones said the name change is meant to be a morale booster for U.S. troops.
Let's not forget that even though we have these diplomatic disagreements and all that, but let's remember we've got so many men and women overseas that are, if called upon, are ready to go give their life for it. And a lot of us are just a little bit disappointed, and maybe it should say very disappointed in the French attitude towards this issue of Saddam Hussein.
Other lawmakers who oppose a war in Iraq have warned that the Bush administration is putting America's historic alliances at risk. But here in Washington, the French embassy's reaction was simply to clarify that the French cut fried potatoes actually come from Belgium. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.